Masechet Baba Metzia'ah, Perek Dalir, Mishnah Het. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed five different areas of halacha where a peruta, lowest possible currency, would be relevant. Here we'll talk about five different situations. We're adding a homesh, a fifth would be added to the principal that has to be paid out. The word fifth over here could be misleading. It really is 25%. If a person has a $100 principal and they have to add a fifth for whatever reason, that fifth is 25 for a total of 125. We call it a fifth because it's one-fifth of that total amount after the penalty would be added. Mishnah says, Hamisha homashin hen. There are five times where an extra fifth has to be added to the principal. We'll list all cases that are within the tiruma family. Ha'ochel tiruma. Say, non-kohen eats regular tiruma. That's the portion that's separated and given. The 2% portion that's separated from all produce and given to the kohanim. If a non-kohen eats that, he has to pay back the principal and add a homish. U'trumat ma'aser. Trumat ma'aser is the portion of ma'aser rishon that's given to a Levi. And then Levi has to separate 1/10 of what he receives and gives it to a Kohen. If a non-Kohen eats that portion, utrumat ma'aser shel demai. When the Ameh Ha'aretz would separate the terumot ma'asrot, we had no nervousness about an Ameh Ha'aretz, an unlearned person, about terumah. The first thing that would go to a Kohen, the 2%, he would separate. There's no nervousness about that. But some Ameh Ha'aretz did not separate regular ma'aser that would go to a Levi, ma'aser rishon. So we're mahmir that anything that we receive from an Am Ha'aretz has to be given 10% to the Levi, and then the Levi has to give 10% of what he receives as Tirumat Ma'aser to a Kohen. So if a person eats the Tirumat Ma'aser that's within the Demai world, that's received from an Am Ha'aretz, and then given to a Levi, and then Levi gives to a Kohen, a person also has to add a Homesh. The Hala, portion of dough that's given to a Kohen is also called Teruma, Ubikurim, and Bikurim, the first fruits from Eretz Yisrael, from the seven species, Shivat Haminim, that Eretz Yisrael is praised for, that has to be given to the Kohanim, and the whole Bikurim ritual is done. In any of these things, which are all called Teruma, in some way, shape, or form in the Torah, if anybody eats them when they're a non-Kohen, they have to give the principal back. Mosif Homesh. The principal has to be given back to a Kohen, whatever they ate. And they have to add a fifth, which is 25% up back with it. And it has to be given to a Kohen. That's all the first of the five that we're talking about. Number two. Ve'apode netar revai u'ma'aser sheni shelo mosif homesh. If a person's redeeming netar revai or ma'aser sheni, they have to add 1/5 to it. Netar revai, the first 3 years of fruits that are planted, they are considered to be orla. No benefit could be had from them whatsoever. The fourth year, it's called neta revai, where the fruits have to be taken to Yerushalayim and eaten there. Or if it's too burdensome to take to Yerushalayim, they could be redeemed with money, and then the money taken to Yerushalayim and spent on food over there. If a person's doing that redemption, they have to add 1/5 and then bring that money to Yerushalayim. And same with ma'aser sheni. After the tiruma is given to a Kohen, ma'aser sheni is given to a Levi, the third type of ma'aser, or third type of separation, is called ma'aser sheni, where during the first, second, fourth, and fifth year of the Shemitah cycle, a person has to take a portion of his produce and go to Yerushalayim and enjoy it and eat it over there. If he can't do that, if it's too burdensome, he could redeem it for money, take that money to Jerusalem and spend it over there. But when he redeems it for money, he has to add a fifth. That's all number two. That's all part of the second of the fifths that we're talking about in this Mishnah. Number three, Hapodet Hekdesho Mosif Homesh. If a person is redeeming his own Hekdesh, an item that he donated to the Beit HaMikdash, he has to pay its value to the Beit HaMikdash, and then he has to add a fifth as well. Number four, Hanehene Beshave Piruta Mina Hekdesh Mosif Homesh. If a person mistakenly benefits from the Hekdesh property of the Beit HaMikdash, if he benefits at least a Piruta worth, he has to pay the value of what he benefited from, and add a homesh, add 1/5 in that payment to the Beit HaMikdash. And lastly, number five, the hagozelet havero shave piruta v'nishbalo mosif homesh. If a person steals from his friend of something that's worth at least a shave piruta, And then he swears that he didn't rob from his friend, that he didn't take it from his friend, and then later on admits that he actually lied. He returns the object that he stole, and he adds 1/5 to it. These are all the situations where a person has to add a chomesh to the principle in the Torah.